Chairs No Waiting, episode number 83, 411 Elm Street. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's, pick up some great Mayberry items. They got all kinds of things there at Weaver's, so drop by and pick them up. DVDs of the episodes for all the seasons. They got books, all kinds of things. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. In tonight's episode, the executive producer is Joey Bunch. Joey Bunch is executive producer, and Joey, thank you for your donations to help bring this podcast to everybody. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. I'm your host, Alan Newsom. Hey, it's great to be here again with you for another episode of Mayberry Fun. And hey, I want to go ahead and mention that Joey Bunch, his birthday is the day the podcast comes out. So it's on this coming Tuesday. So happy birthday, Joey, our executive producer. Glad to have you with us. Now, folks, tonight's episode is called 411 Elm Street. Have you guys ever heard that? There's somebody that lives there. So let's start this one off by listening to a little clip from the Andy Griffith Show.
Otis. Otis Campbell. You picked up some bootleg liquor. Where did you get the liquor? Where did you get the liquor?
Of course, yeah. Why not?
Oh, darn. You got a pencil. Yes.
Where is the Rafe Hollister still? Otis Campbell, this is your subconscious. Come in, please.
What do you want?
Where's the still?
Where is the still?
You go out Route 22, past Waynesboro, Midville, Thorndike, Upson.
A little slower, please.
Through Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio.
He's making for Canada.
Then back through West Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, into Mayberry on Route 10.
Where then?
To Elm Street. 411 Elm Street.
I got it. I got it. Come on, let's go. Let's get the axes.
Go where?
Oh, where he said, the 411 Elm Street.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Barney, don't that address sound a little familiar to you?
Familiar? Well, how can it sound familiar? You just now told it to me this second. What? Wait a minute. 411 Elm Street? That's where I live.
Maybe your subconscious took a wrong turn in Ohio.
The owner of the still is Barney Fife. Yeah, Barney Fife.
Now, that's not funny, Otis.
Hey, that's a fine system you got there, Barney. You ought to write a book on it. Call it the Barney Fife Subconscious Prober Primer.
So there we got it. Barney Fife lives at 411 Elm Street. I think a lot of Andy Griffith Show fans knew that already. They've heard that on the episodes, and they knew that that's where Barney lived. But, you know, I've been looking around, because when I first was starting to think about this, for some reason it was in my mind that Andy lived at 411 Elm Street. Well, that was because during different episodes, Andy lived in different places. And one of the times, on episode number 50, actually, Andy lived at 24 Elm Street. He usually lived on Maple, which was either Maple Road or Maple Street. And well, I say usually. They gave us three different addresses for where Andy lived. One was 24 Elm Street, so he lived not too far from Barney. I don't know how 411, I'm not sure how far that would have been from Barn. But he lived at 24 Elm Street. He also was told us that he lives at 332 Maple Road. That was in episode 87. And then the other was 14 Maple Street. And that was in episode 201 filmed, or the broadcast was 204. So, you know, so they moved them around, but Andy is always obviously in the same house. So it's it must have been that Andy was having his road renamed a lot. But just so you'll know, the history of that 411 Elm Street, that came out of episode number 41. I think it's Barney Fife Sheriff, or Sheriff Barney. Sheriff Barney, is that right? I'll have to look that up. But, I mean, I looked it up just a minute ago. It looks like I would remember that, but I don't know. Anyway, folks, what got me looking at this was a comment I'd received from someone. And, you know, and honestly, I feel bad because I don't remember who it was that told me this. But I started looking into this. Well, folks, this is something that all of us are going to remember. But this is something even better for kids that are still in school. Be a great thing. They might help them remember this. But, you know, this is about history. And I'm sure we're all familiar with history, right? And, you know, there's all kinds of history out there. But I'm sure we all, just like Barney, have remembered everything we ever read that was in our history books, right? I'm sure we did.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, boy.
Look at that, would you?
What's that?
My old history book. The one I used way back in the eighth grade.
I'll be dog.
And with all this talk with Opie about how good he's doing in school and all, I got to thinking about my own schooling and I dug that up. My old history book.
Bernard P. Fife. This book belongs to Bernard P. Fife. If lost or stolen, please return to Bernard P. Fife. Signed, Bernard P. Fife. Your book?
Yeah. Look at the next page.
The History of the United States of America by Bernard P. Fife.
Well, remember how we used to paste our own names over the authors?
Oh, yeah. Boy, you've had this a long time.
Well, since the eighth grade. Huh. And you want to know something? There's things right there in that book that I learned that I...
Now, I still remember to this very day. I'm sure we're all that way, right? So, hey, that quote, just in case you wanted to know, comes out of Opie's Ill-Gotten Gain. I have that question all the time emailed to me. So that quote about the history of the world, or history, comes from Opie's Ill-Gotten Gain. By the way, episode 44 is Sheriff Barney. I was right. Well, folks, anyway, the reason I'm talking about history here is this was very exciting to me as I realized this. Do you realize, going into history here, the Andy Griffith Show was filmed, you know, during the 60s. Well, the shooting of President John F. Kennedy occurred on November 22nd, 1963. Now, you know, I realize that's not a big Mayberry topic, but I'm going to tie them together. Give me a few minutes here and you'll see. It happened in Dallas, Texas. And, you know, it kind of changed America to some extent. I mean, I wasn't around then. I wasn't alive yet. And if I would have been, I would have been very young. I was, it really changed us. It kind of changed the innocence. You know, when that event occurred, the operation of the country, people just stopped doing things. They just started, they mourned for several days. And not only did they mourn, but the Andy Griffith Show was being filmed at the time. And the episode was paused and stopped. They stopped filming for 2 days. The episode that they were filming at the time was My Fair Ernest T. Bass. I've heard Howard Morris talk about that and about how they actually stopped and you know, took some time off as they were having to go through the mourning period of the president being shot and then passing away. Anyway, I'm not trying to be a downer here, but I just wanted to mention this to you, that you know, what a tribute it was, or is, to those actors that they filmed that episode, and I'd never realized it. I never realized that event had occurred, you know, the day or the week that they were filming that episode. You know, that's just how good of actors they are. Well, how can I tie this Mayberry stuff into this kind of a historical event? Well, I'm going to tell in the podcast show notes there that you got to listen to the podcast to find out. But we know that the Texas School Book Depository was where the shooter, you know, he was on the sixth floor there, shot and President Kennedy. Do you know what the address of the school book depository was? You probably know and guessing now, but it was 411 Elm Street. That's right. So, folks, just a little bit of Mayberry history. Tell people you can watch Andy Griffith Show. You can listen to this podcast and learn things of actual historical value. Folks, Barney Fife address was 411 Elm Street, Mayberry, North Carolina. And the school book depository is 411 Elm Street, Dallas, Texas. So, hey, folks, I just thought that was a very interesting fact. It never occurred to me before, and it was pointed out to me, and I was like, wow, that is pretty cool. And guess what? I'll never forget the address of the location from which John Kennedy was shot. I'll know it now. So if you're in school, if you got kids that are in school that are taking history, they're taking more modern history, recent history, hey, maybe this will help them be able to remember that, because that's I just thought it was cool. So I hope you did too. Hey, I wanted to just go ahead. We're going to fairly short episode tonight, but I wanted to tell you guys about where I was last weekend. Last weekend, Floyd and Barney and Goober and Otis and Briscoe and Gomer were all down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, answering the phone and stuff. Let me see if I can stop that. Hold on just a second. Yeah, the phone rings every week when I'm doing this here lately. We were down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama at Eagles Wings. Eagles Wings is a organization raising money to provide a community and build a community for adults with special needs. And we were down there, and I'm showing pictures on the video podcast, but we were down there helping them raise money to help these young men and women that are the Eagles Wings kids, I guess you call them, but they're not kids. They're some of these guys. Matter of fact, one of them is 39. I was talking to him, Kevin. He's 39. So, but we were able to go down there and be a part of that great opportunity of just ministering to these folks or with these folks. We were on TV a couple of times while we were down there to help them. We had an auction, had a golf tournament. And I just want to encourage you, if you have any inkling whatsoever, of dropping by. It's called EaglesWingsOfTuscaloosa.org, and you can donate to this wonderful charity. And folks, you're going to have a lot of people. These are really special folks that are down there. These I call them kids. They're not kids. These young adults with special needs. They are very loving and caring people. And this is a nice Christian organization that's raising money. They're based, you know, on the on Wings of Eagles, you know, the Eagles Wings Bible verse. And folks, anyway, I just encourage you. We'll have a link to that in our show notes. I'm going to have links to other things, too. The school book repository site, the Mayberry.info website, which is a wiki where you can go and look up and find out what episodes are what. When you find information, you can go in there and actually update this thing and help us make a better source of information on the web for all kinds of Mayberry stuff. So just drop by Mayberry.info for that. All right, folks. Well, that's all I'm going to give you tonight. And I really appreciate you for listening. And I say tonight, you may be listening to it during the day, but if you are, whenever you're listening to it, I want to thank you. And I want to thank those that are in our chat room that have dropped by. And let's see if they've been saying anything. They're just talking in here about Barney and all kinds of stuff about locations. Hey, folks, I just want to thank you and tell you, you can drop by the chat room and visit with one another there. If you go to twochairsnowaiting.com, you can leave me notes. You can leave me information. You can comment on this episode and other episodes. And you can see all of our old past episodes as well. So drop me a line at floyd@mayberry.com. You can call me at 888-684-8415 or drop by Facebook. We got all kinds of ways you can stay in touch with me. But I just want to encourage you to just do something, Mayberry. There's a lot of great Mayberry fans out there and friends that you would enjoy getting to meet. And I definitely encourage you to do just that. So, folks, that's all I've got for you tonight. And we'll see you guys next time on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.